Hi, Mary Cummings Jordan. Good morning. Well, we've been talking all morning about how a proposed cigarette tax for Philadelphia was all but dead 24 hours ago. But now the State House has miraculously revived it. And again, the beneficiary of the tax revenue would be the Philadelphia School District, which sorely needs the money. WHYY's Kevin McCrory has been following the story, which Kevin has you burning the candles at both ends.
Well, yeah, it's been a fun couple of days.
So, simple question. What happened at the State House last night and why?
So, very simply, the House of Representatives first moved it out of a key rules committee. It was put up by a vote by the House leadership. That vote was in the affirmative. 74 Democrats, 45 Republicans said yes, Philadelphia can tax itself on cigarettes.
Why the change of heart, though?
Well, the House leadership had said all along that this could happen as long as the Philadelphia delegation and Democrats in general gave something to the table, brought something. So what was that something is the big question. Well, earlier in the week, Governor Corbett's pension plan legislation, his preferred legislation for that, was sent down to a committee where it was thought all but dead. Right before the cigarette tax vote, it gets resurrected out of that committee. So you have to think those things are linked. The other thing you have to mention is there was language amended into the cigarette tax legislation concerning how charter schools are authorized. Mm-hmm. So if you and I want to start a charter school right now, we go to the SRC, the School Reform Commission, and we say, here's our plan. If they don't like it, it's too bad. Bad for us. Now, with this language change, we can go to the state and appeal our decision to a board there, which some consider more friendly to the charter sector, which some wary will cause the district to struggle to maintain the charter growth in the city, which affects the district's bottom line.
So the Senate has passed similar legislation. Is that in the Senate bill?
Well, it will be now. The Senate will come back next week and have to vote on this, and it's likely that that will pass. The Senate's not going to change that and then make the House come back again, probably. But yeah, once the Senate comes back next week, this will become law.
And how does Governor Corbett feel about this?
Corbett was on the record saying that he liked this. He thought it was a good idea. He had been pushing and pushing for his pension plan. So the fact that it came out of this committee and now is going to be back on the floor and given new life is a good thing in his mind.
And this is estimated to bring how much to the school district?
Well, in the first year of implementation, it takes a little while to get this tax actually going. It'll bring $40 to $45 million. And then years to come, they expect it to be about double that, somewhere in the $85 million range. So this is good, stable, recurring funding for the district. Over time, it's expected that this will maybe force or convince maybe Philadelphia cigarette tax smokers to smoke less, so maybe it would bring in less money. And that's the other key thing to talk about here. The whole time, you know, everybody I talked to, education advocates, politicians, it was all about, is this going to get done, and what's going to have to get traded to get it done? The thing that was probably lost in the conversation for a lot of people is who does this affect? And this is Philadelphia, you know, people who are smoking cigarettes, buying these things, and this is $2 per pack. And you did hear a lot of Republicans saying, hey, why don't we, you know, they're just going to drive out to Delaware County. They're going to drive out to Montgomery County, buy cigarettes there. And who is this hurting? Oh, it's only hurting the urban poor, right?
So it remains to be seen how this shakes out. I want to get back to something you said a little bit earlier. It's going to take a while for this money to come in. The school district needs money now. So how does that work?
As long as they can bank on that money coming in by the end of their fiscal year, they're okay with that. So yeah, it'll trickle in. They'll get updates from the city on how the revenue is coming in. That's fine to them as long as they're gonna block out $40-45 million and hope it comes through, and they're confident that it will.
So should this pass the Senate again and it's signed by Governor Corbett, does this keep the status quo then at the Philadelphia school districts, what we saw last year?
Right. So they've been trying to close a $93 million gap. Like I said, in the first year, this will generate $40-45 million. So there's another piece of legislation in the actual budget that gives another $12 million that Corbett will sign. So this brings that whole gap down to about 40. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we still have this $40 million gap in the Philadelphia school system, even after all this, just to get back to the status quo of last year, the school year that just ended, which everyone said was insufficient and not enough, and the resources already weren't there. So there's still an uphill climb, and that's only to get back to where we were.
We're not going to see hiring more teachers. We're not going to see hiring
Definitely
more nurses.
Not.
Okay. And yet Mayor Nutter is, safe to say, thrilled with what happened in Harrisburg last night.
Well, yeah. I mean, anybody who, you know, this is $40 million in the first year and recurring $80 million after that. So it is a big deal for school funding. He advocated hard for it, as did Council President Clark, as did the Chamber of Commerce. And pretty much everybody, and you know, we should note that everybody in the Philadelphia delegation voted for this. This was a major bipartisan effort, especially in the 5-county Philadelphia region. So, You know, Bucks, Delaware, Chester, Montgomery County, Republicans came out and voted for this. So, yeah, it's a big legislative victory for the southeastern part of the state.
Okay, we have just a couple seconds. One more question for you. Any other funding sources on the horizon for the district? that's another day's work for you, isn't it, Kevin?
Yeah. Nothing too clear right now.
All right. Education reporter Kevin McCrory, thank you so much for joining us
Thanks,
this
Mary.
Morning.